A-side's got hype, but people root for the underdog. There may be a main event, but don't sleep on the undercard. Welcome to the B-side, you can take your sneaks off, take you for a sweet ride. Ah, info we supply, worldwide, thanks for flipping to the B-side, yeah.
Hosted by Brian McKay.
Thank you for flipping to the B-side. I had to get on this morning because we had another quick little trailer for Avengers Endgame tied in with the fact that tickets went on sale today. So if you have not had a chance to get your tickets, I suggest you do so. I did mine as soon as they came on sale earlier this morning. So I am all good and ready to go for opening night. But this trailer gave, I mean, it was only a minute long, but I feel like it's given more than all the other ones combined. I mean, it's just so much was in this trailer for it to be so short. We open up with a wide shot of the new Avengers facility, and then we go from there, we hear a voiceover, and we see Bruce Banner telling the team, if we do this, we'll be going in shorthanded, to which War Machine, Rhodey, sarcastically replies, yeah, you mean because he killed all of our friends. Then we get a couple of shots of Black Widow and Steve Rogers seemingly in deep thought with a voiceover from Natasha that we've gotten in the previous trailers. We owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try. And all of that right there was just in the first 13 seconds, right before the Marvel Studio logo. Then we cut to what is going to be most likely a tear-jerking scene for me of a Rocket and Nebula seemingly in some kind of embrace. It looked like they may be holding hands, you know, very emotional looking. I mean, obviously, they didn't necessarily care for each other in either of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, but they've lost all their family, lost all their friends. So, you know, just by chance, they're sitting there together like that. And as much as I liked both Guardians of the Galaxy movies and anything they've been in, it's going to be emotional. Then we got Tony and Pepper reuniting, which both of those scenes clearly is signifying the fact that Nebula and Iron Man have found it back to Earth, presumably very early on in the movie. That's played over a voiceover of Tony saying, it's not about how much we've lost, it's about how much we have left. And then Tony continues saying, we're the Avengers. We've got to finish this. And we get a great shot of Clint Barton standing in a doorway all tatted up. Natasha, Black Widow, all, you know, kind of almost smiling. And something she's heard. Then an awesome group shot without the Hulk, Thor, or Captain Marvel. But the group, as they stand, they do look like they're either looking at something or, you know, or someone has their attention. So one of the other three could be talking to them. It then cuts to a scene that I'm actually shocked we got in the trailer. I was expecting it possibly at some point in the movie, but we get a scene of Tony and Steve. And Iron Man's voiceover that he's been talking continues. And he says, do you trust me? And he's looking a little older, a little bit more gray in his hair. He asks Captain America, do you trust me? To which Steve replies, I do. And they shake hands. And honestly, Chris Evans is such a great actor and a master of these moments. He's the only one that can pull off saying I do in a moment like that and just really make you feel it. The next shot is this awesome shot of the whole group on a ship. They're either headed to something or headed from something in space. But Captain Marvel's there. You know, Nebula, War Machine. I think I saw Captain America and just the whole group. Everyone is left there. I don't think I saw Thor, but I could be wrong. That was an awesome shot. Then comes more emotion as we get a little voiceover from Thanos saying, you could not live with your own failures. And where did that bring you? Back to me. And all that's being said, while Tony's looking at a picture of himself and Peter Parker, Spider-Man, Nebula and Rhodey on the ship looking, you know, somewhat sad, emotional. Then we get Thor and Rocket in separate little scenes looking stunned, you know, or emotional about something they're looking at. And there's some glowing in the background in both scenes, so they're clearly together at this point. But, I mean, they just look really emotional and really kind of not knowing what to think about what they're seeing. So that'll be interesting. Then we get our first real shot of Thanos at the end of his voiceover, he's being beamed down from his battleship. The next shot was really cool, I thought, was a shot of Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor, the three original from Phase 1 Avengers, walking towards, looks like to be a Thanos who is sitting. And it's hard to make out from the trailer. You almost have to pause it and kind of dissect it for yourself. But looks like he's in a weakened or defeated state. You have to kind of make of that what you will. But this is definitely the best trailer. I mean, all of them have been great, but this is definitely the best by far in my mind of a trailer for the movie. I'm really, really, really excited for this movie. Like I said, I was up. As soon as I found out that tickets were probably going to be going on sale earlier this morning, I jumped on my computer and just kept refreshing the page until they became available at my theater. So I got opening night tickets, and I'm ready to go see the movie. A couple of weeks away, and it's getting closer and closer. I'm really excited. So let me know what you think about it. Hit me up in the email. It's thebsidepodcast@gmail.com. You can, you know, reply if you're watching, if you're listening to this on YouTube, reply in the comment section, wherever you're listening to this at, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, TuneIn, wherever you're getting this at, feel free to leave me a comment. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think about Avengers Endgame if you're a fan. And like I said, get out there, get your tickets. They're going to go fast. And you may not be able to get them for a while. There may be a bunch of sellouts here for a couple of weeks. So if you're one of those that'd like to be spoiled with anything or wants to get in as early as possible, you better go out there and get them now. So that's going to be all for this quick little show. I'm going to be back probably in the next couple of days with a review of the NCAA tournament so far, going into Final Four weekend for both men and women's teams. So look forward to that. And as always, thank you for listening, and thank you for flipping to the B-Side. You can listen to the B-Side podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, and TuneIn. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. Please be sure to follow our show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the B-Side Podcast. That's at the B-Side Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter to get all the updates and different things happening with our podcast. Be sure to email us any questions, comments, what you think you like about the show, what you don't like. Our email address is thebsidepodcast@gmail.com. That's thebsidepodcast@gmail.com.
B-Side's got hype, but people root for the underdog. There may be a main event, but don't sleep on the undercard. Welcome to the B-Side. You can take your sneaks off, take you for a sweet ride. Ah, info we supply worldwide. Thanks for flipping to the B-Side. Yeah.
Hosted by Brian McKay.